Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Tes. Brachas Daf Tes, and again, these shiurim for Av and El are sponsored. L'zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. We thank the Orlinsky family for sponsoring the shiurim for these 2 months. Henry and Mindy Orlinsky, Jane Panino Orlinsky, we thank them for the sponsorship of these shiurim. Okay, we continue. Just also the Shabbos shiurim that I'm not giving this time. They are online from the previous cycle. One could check out cbey.org. They might also be on yutorah.org, but that's the previous cycle. The Shabbos dafim should be up there. Okay, we are on Ches Amid Beis. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, soon the shiurim will all be transferred and also presented and available on the OU website, so that all of them will be in one centralized location. Good. Ches Amid Beis. Two dots. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So we go back to the Mishnah that we had on Dav Beis. The Mishnah told us that there are three shitas in terms of what the latest time to say Kriya Shema is. Do we say the Ashmura Harishona, Rabbi Eliezer Shita? The Gemara discussed that, and that's how we got into the discussion of the Mishmaros and the Agarata. The Chachamim say until Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel says all the way until Amud HaShachar, all the way until dawn. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that one has all the way until Amud HaShachar. We'll have to see, is that Lechad Chila, is that B'dieved? We mentioned it already, but we'll see it again today. Bez Hashem. Tanya says the Tosefta, Rav Shimei Yechai Omer, Pa'amim Sh'adam Kori Kriyashma, Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. It's possible that a person could read Kriyashma twice in one night. Achas Kodem Shiala Murashachar, V'achas Shlacha Shiala Murashachar. One time before dawn and one time after dawn. V'yotzeit, meaning the one before dawn is for the Kriyashma Shalayla, the one after dawn is for the Kriyashma Shalyom. V'yotzeit Baheni Dei Chavaso, and you can be Yotzi Yerchova, Achas Shalyom V'achas Shalayla. That's the Tosefta. Ask the Gemara. Internal contradiction. Hagufa kasha. Amart pa'amim shadam korei kriyashma shtei pa'amim ba'layla. The first line says, you could have twice a person can say kriyashma at night. Alma la'achash yalam ha'shachar laylahu. Which is mashba. If you're calling it night, that means that you're saying after amud ha'shachar is still called nighttime. V'hadar tani yotzei b'hani dei chavaso achash yam v'achash ha'layla. But then you say, you're yotzei both kriyashmas. The first one for the night, the next one for the day. Alma yamamahu. So which is it? After amud ha'shachar, is it yom or is it layla? So the Gemara answers, lo, la'olam la'alyahu. Really, it is nighttime. It's nighttime. V'hadakari le'yom diga inshi dekaimi b'yahi shaita. First day of the Gemara, really it's nighttime, but we could call it yom because some people get up then. Some people get up then, and that's why uvikumecha. It says uvikumecha, b'shoash b'nei adam kamim, and therefore one can be yotze kriyashma. Tosfos points out, this is different, just one more line and then we'll do Tosfos. Amar v'achar v'chanina, amar v'shu ben levi, halacha k'r'v'shu ma'yachai. Halacha is like Rashbi. Tosfos points out that Kriyashma is different than any other mitzvah that we have in Halacha. Every other mitzvah, either it has no set time, or the time is Yom, or the time is Laila. Those are the choices. Kriyashma is the unique mitzvah that it is not totally on a specific time, but rather the Torah says, B'shach b'chov u'kumecha, Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, which is more flexible than Yom and Laila. Says Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, La'olam, in the middle of Tosfos, Hachikam, La'olam Lal Yehu, B'shar mitzvos, to be'inam lehu Yom, kamo tefillin v'tzitzis. Avo gabi kriyashma lo ho v'yiginshi tekaimi v'ahishai to lav zman shchivahu. Because some people get up then, so you'll get up after dawn, very early, so that's why it's not called zman shchivah. So Tosfos already lets us know that this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. Fascinating machlokas. The Mara Kohen in the back of the Gemara, with Salami Vilna. The Mara Kohen discusses, what about, let's say I'm saying kriyashma, for the night time, right? Late. Says the Venir Ali. Di'im kaya karov la'amud ha'shachar. V'yadayim lo'kara kriyashma o'bircho seha. V'lo hispala arvis. First he has this question. What happens if it's about to be dawn, and I didn't daven ma'ariv, I didn't say kriyashma yet? That's the question. V'eim lo shos l'gos kriyashma o'lispala gam ke kodim amud ha'shachar. I'm not going to have time to do both. Say kriyashma amud ha'shachar. Mutav ashi yispala tfilas arvis. Kodim amud ha'shachar, v'likro achar kach kriyashma al-berchoseho, achar amud ha'shachar, miyad kodim anetzachama v'shasat chak. The davar pashut, the dafka kriyas shema shel arbis, the tali bizman shchiva. He's already alluding to the next gemara, which we'll do in a second. K'tav l'kamad, dikichi degani behishaita. Mashenki, tefila, myriv, following up ptosis, myriv, you don't have flexibility. Myriv needs nighttime. Kriyishma, you have flexibility. So that's why he says in a certain case, sometimes he would suggest that you say Shmoneh Esrei for Myriv before you say Kriyishma for Myriv. You know, before we see the continuation, let's just do the next piece of Gemara, and then we'll appreciate it more. Let's do the next section. Second wide line. Ikad masni la to Rav Acha bar Chanina aha. Some have this statement of Rav Acha bar Chanina that a person could be Yotzei both upon the following. The Tanya, Reb Shmuel Yechai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Padam Shadam Makori Kriyishma Shtei Pamim Bayom, Achas Kodem Anesachama, Vachas Lachar Anesachama, Vyosei Bheni De Chavaso, Achas Sheyom, Achas Shalayla. A little more extreme than the first version. A person can say Kriyishma twice during the day, once before Nates, once before sunrise, and once after sunrise. And Vyosei the two Kriyishmas. Again, Haguf Akasha, isn't that an internal stira? Hamar Pamim Shadam Makori Kriyishma Shtei Pamim Bayom. You said you can say Kriyishma twice. Twice by day. Alma kodem anitzachava yimamahu. So you see, prenate is called yom. V'hadr tani yotzei meni dechavaso achas yom achas alayla. And then it says you can be yotzei the night one with the kriyashma before nates. Alma lelyu. So it must be that it's nighttime. So is it daytime or is it nighttime? Same kind of question that was asked on the first brisa, on the first version. So the Gemara answer is lo, la'olam yimamahu. Really, it is called daytime. Before Neitz Achama is called daytime. How could you be Yotzei Kriyashma Shal Arvis? Some people go to sleep then. Some people who are doing the night shift, right, go to sleep in the morning after dawn before Neitz Achama, and that's why you could say Kriyashma then. Amar of Achab Rebbe Chanina, Amar of Shimon Levi, Halacha Kurb Shimon Shorim Shim Rebbe Akiva. Again, the same. Similar type of case. But again, this version is more extreme because it's already saying you can say Kriyashma Shalayla after Amud HaShachar, before Neitz Achama. Good. That is the Gemara. So now we get to, I jumped the gun before. Now we get to the Mara Kohen. It says the Mara Kohen in the back of the Gemara, Reb Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. So first of all, he says, if somebody's running late and they haven't davened Marav and said Kriyashma yet, and it's almost Amud HaShachar, he says, say Shmoneh Esrei first. Because Shmoneh Esrei, you got to do at night. Kriyishma, you could do Bizman Shchiva. So that goes even afterwards. But then he says, what happens if somebody is going, it's Amud HaShachar, and you're going to say Kriyishma Shel Laila. But it's already Zman Tefillin. It's already Zman Tefillin, says the Rebbe Salom Mivilna. He should wait, and we're going to learn later on. Saying Kriyishma without tefillin is like made to sheker ba'atzmo. And therefore, it says with the Mara Kohen, you should put tefillin on before you say Kriyishma shel arvis. That's his suggestion. He says, "V'nirli od the lamaid the kaimel on this man hanachas tefillin who kishe yirecha veiru brichok dalaramos." We're going to have an Amud Beis today. That the beginning time of tefillin is mishayakir v'yimkein kishakori kriyashma shel arvis achra amud hashachar achra zman mishayakir. Let's say he's saying kriyashma after mishayakir kriyashma shel arvis asarach laniach tefillin tchila v'yachar gach yikra kriyashma shel arvis kodem etzachama kidei shelo yehe gamba kriyashma shel arvis oz kameh etzashekar ba'atzmo v'chulu. And then he says, all of these are murmazim b'Torah, as it says, "Kol adinim alalu nearly kihim murmazim b'Torah gamkein." Tikar shol davar dechsiv b'Torah shteipamim shakov kumecha parishonu b'shnia denir mezu bazel shtei asmanim halalu. Okay, he has a remez in the Torah that it says shakov kumecha two times. But anyway, that's the chiddush of the Mara Kohen. The Meshech Chachma of Ar Sameach cannot believe it that you could say, even though if you're saying it by yom, it's Kriyishma Shel Arvis. Kriyishma Shel Arvis doesn't get tefillin. You can't have that. That's not called Me'ed Eid Sheker Ba'atzmo, except at a time when you are supposed to be saying the Kriyashma L'Chachila. Or another interesting nafkamina I saw quoted by one of the Achronim is, what happens if there is one person that's being... So one person say, we spoke about this on that base, could you use Yatza Motzi, Shemei Kohenim for Kriyashma? But let's say you could use Shemei Kohenim for Kriyashma. Could I be Motzi, if I'm saying Kriyashma Shel Shachris, could I be Motzi, someone else who's chayvin Kriyashma Shel Arvis? What about two people? What about one person's chayav kriyas shel shachris, one person's chayav kriyas shel arvis? Can I be motzi? So the raya that was brought that it should work is a gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simin Tav Kuf Peches, in Hilchos Shofar. If I'm going to blow shofar for somebody, one person needs a tchiyah shalachareha, and one person needs a tchiyah delafaneha, I could blow one tchiyah, and they can each take it for whatever they need it. That's good enough. So he says the same thing. Who is it? The Imrei Emes says the same thing here. It should be. Even though one person is using my kriyashma for shvi'ish reshal arvis, one for shel shakras, it should be okay, because it's the same act that is required. Good. Those are the 2 days in the Gemara. The Gemara just ends off and says, though, if I am saying kriyashma, and if I'm saying birchas kriyashma, l'chor kriyashma might be with birchas kriyashma, if I'm saying it so late, meaning so early in the morning, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira ubilvachalo yomar hashkivenu. You can't say hashkivenu when you're saying kriyas shema shel arvis in the morning. Because hashkivenu, please let me sleep properly, 99% of the people aren't going to sleep now. So hashkivenu is not appropriate to say. Rashi says on top, a second line, hakori kriyas shema shel laila shachris samuch lamar hashachar. Rashi says this line is even going on the first day of the Gemara, not just the second day. This is a machlokas. So you might have read this Gemara. This is only referring to the Kriya Shmashal Arvis that you're saying after Amud HaShachar, before Nates. Rashi says, no, it's even going on the first day. Even saying it's close to Amud HaShachar, still Hashkivenu is not appropriate. That's Shitas Rashi. The more to say that it's including even both. That is number one. Number two, there is a machlokas here, also Rishonim. Well, first, Tosfos quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Sar Mikutzi, who says that it's referring to only the second day, not the first day. Machlokas, what it's referring to. Pashas, according to the Mari, the Sar Mikutzi, says Tosfos, if it's before Amud HaShachar, you can still say Hashkivenu. Right? It's only after Amud HaShachar, before Nates. One Machlokas. The other Machlokas quoted here in the Rush is, the Ritz Geus holds that when it says not to say Hashkivenu, it just means that you have to leave out that first line. Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom. So leave out that first line, because you can't say Hashkivenu. But then continue, right? There's the Ritz Geis right here. He says it in Ritz Geis Kasav. Lo shalo yomar kol abracha to haboy lemember shtayim lachareha. There are brachas kriyishma. Ela shalo yomar lo hamilas Hashkivenu Hashem lakin lo shalom. Ela maschil v'sakneinu beitz atovim lefanecha. That's the Ritz Geis, and the Rosh says, v'ein mashva kipirusho. I do not think that is correct. Gim Kain, havli the Gemara lefrushay. The Gemara should have said it. They just leave out that line. Shouldn't just say, leave out Hashkivenu, which sounds like the whole paragraph. So Machlokas, Rishonim, do you leave out the whole paragraph? What's the lumdus? Why would I say just leave out the first line? According to the Ritz Geis, you just leave out that first line, and the Rosh rejects the whole thing. So in that same piece that I quoted 2 days ago from Rav Shechter in Be'ikvei Atzon, so he says on page Chaf, Be'inyan Birchas Hashkivenu, just like we said earlier, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, is that, when Chazal say that is Tefillah Arichta, does that mean that it's mamish a part of Tefillah? Tefillah starts earlier? Or do we say Tefillah Arichta means this is a required introduction to Tefillah? But it's not Tefillah itself. It's a required pasuk that we have to say before Tefillah. But not that it has the exact same halachas of Tefillah. So you say that by tefillah. So you can say the same thing by Hashkivenu. When the Gemara says Hashkivenu is Geula Arichta, does that mean it mamish is exactly, is Gol Yisrael, it's a Hemshech of Gol Yisrael, or no? It's Geula Arichta enough that it's not a Hefsek. But it's not exactly Geula Arichta. So he suggests maybe that's the machlokas between the Ritz Geis and the Rush. Hari Svir Alei, the Gamken, as far as he says, the Berach Hashkivenu who chelak atzmi me'inyin a Geula. The Ritz Geis. The Kol Sha'omer Berachas Gol Yisrael, Mechuyev Gamkin, Lomar to the Bracha Zu. You have to say this Bracha. It's a Hemshech of Geula. You got to leave out the first line, because the first line is inappropriate, Hashkivenu. But the rest of the paragraph has to be said. Mashiachet, according to the Rosh, who says, you're able to leave out the whole paragraph, it could be that, no, this isn't Geula, it's connected to Geula. It's allowed to be said with Geula. And therefore, one could leave it out if one needs to. Okay. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar. When Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Amar, he said, Hadr of Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, that last statement of Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that he said the halachas like Rav Shimon Yochai, Lav Beferish Itmar, Ela Mechola Itmar. It's not that he gave a shiur about this and he explicated that this is what he holds. But we know it from his story. It's implicit. Mechola Itmar. Tiahu Zugad Rabbanan. De Ishtakar, Behilul the Breder of Shimon Levi. There was a pair of rabbis that got drunk at the wedding of the son of Reb Shua ben Levi. Right? Terrible. They got drunk and they lost themselves. Us the Kamadish Reb Shua ben Levi. And they came in front of Reb Shua ben Levi. They came in front of the Baal Simcha. And they said, they asked the Mishaila, they said, what do we do? Right? We missed Ma'ariv. Omar, Kedai hu Reb Shimon lismach ala b'shas atchak. So he says, Kedai Reb Shimon to rely on him b'shas atchak. So that's the Gemara that we know implicitly that we hold like Reb Shimon. That's the Yesod Gadol. Because what is that saying? Sometimes we hold like a certain Shita, and we say, oh, b'shas atchak, you can go like the other Shita. What do you see from this Gemara? That if you ever say that you can rely on a certain Shita, b'shas atchak, that means that maker, then we pass like that Shita. And we're just machmir like the other Shita l'chadchila. But Kedai Lisbo B'shas HaTchak, that line is proving in the Gemara that he heals like the halacha like Reb Shimon. Halacha like Reb Shimon, Shimon Reb Akiva. How do you know he heals the halacha like Reb Shimon? It says Kedai Reb Shimon Lisbo B'shas HaTchak. The Gemara is using that to prove that he holds like Reb Shimon. So what do you mean? Maybe he doesn't know like Reb Shimon. Maybe he's just saying B'dievet he could know like Reb Shimon. But the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that at root he seems to hold like Reb Shimon, and that's why. Because if he didn't hold like Reb Shimon at all, he can't rely on him even b'shas atchak. If you don't hold like a shita, b'dievet. If we reject the shita, if a shita is wrong, if a mutter or aser, if I hold aser, so then it's not mutter b'dievet. The fact that he relies on him, b'shas atchak, holds like, must be b'ikar, then we hold like that shita, but l'chadchila, we don't call like that shita, we hold like, we're machmer like the covenant, the shita of the others. No, because many machlokos, correct, but most machlokos, you don't say b'shas atchak, you call like the other opinion. Most machlokos, we hold like one opinion, and that's it. Most machlokos, if you don't go like this opinion, then you're wrong, and you did something wrong. The fact that we can jump to the other opinion means that maybe that opinion has halachic basis. Good. Interesting tour. The tour writes in Simon Sadik Tess that a drunk person is not allowed to daven. Drunk person is not allowed to daven. Simon Sadik Tess. Shikar al yispawa ashayavar yeno. The post can discuss different levels. Comes up sometimes for Ma'ariv after Purim. Ma'ariv after Purim. So there's different categories of shasui and shikor. Shasui means if somebody had, like the Rama says, and right, we should drink more than we usually drink. Right, so if somebody feels a little heavy, that's called shasui. Shikor, somebody is like shachrus or shalot, not allowed to daven. Not allowed to daven. We're not getting into what's appropriate behavior now for Purim or whatnot. Now we're just talking about the halacha. Shikor yispalel. If he mispalel, and if he davens when he's drunk, tfilaso toeva. His tefillah is an abomination. V'tzarech lachzor lispala, it has to daven again. V'yafilom over zman tefillah, t'chashiv shogeg, even if you're going to miss the zman. So, you're not allowed to daven, and therefore, you daven, you make it up next time, tashlumen. And then he talks about shasui al yispalal, but if he davens, then tefillah is a tefillah. Okay, but it's interesting, the Torah says here that a shikar is called a shogeg in terms of tashlumen for the next tefillah. Why isn't he amazed? He's not amazed. Right? We know if somebody doesn't daven amazed, they can't make it up to the next tefillah. Only if it's b'shogeg. We'll have that in the fourth parak. Only b'shogeg. How do you know that a shikar is called shogeg? Says the Beis Yosef right there on that tour, our Gemara. Because what happened? They came back from the wedding and they were drunk. And what did he tell them? He said they can still daven. Says the Beis Yosef right there in Simen Sadik Tes. He says, how is he called shogeg? Vafilu mavers on filu chashav shogeg. Shemdivatam lomar shemay chashav kemezit ein lo tashlumin. Kamoshi yisbar v'chein mashma me perakama to brachas. Let me just find the line. V'nir sheish lomot hatshikar chashav kishogeg v'lo kemezit kedamin perakama to brachas. Ha'hu zuga derabbanan deshtaka b'ilul debrei de Shimon Levi v'chulu klomar damar of Shimon bayachai she'achar she'olam mora she'achar yosi dechovas kriyash v'shalarvis v'heicha dehizit v'lo kara. Then you wouldn't be able to say. Kriya Shma. The fact that he allowed them means that it is okay. Good. Two dots. Says the Gemara. Maisa Shabo Bana Vechulu. Story that they came back from the Beis HaMishtes and they asked him, Rabbi, what do we do? So says the Gemara of Yad Hashto Lo Shami Luhad Rabbi Gamliel. They didn't know this halacha beforehand. They never talked to their father about this. Right, about this halacha. So the Gemara said, no, hachi kamrilei. They knew what their father said, but this is what they weren't sure about. Rabbanan pligi ilavach, v'yachav rabim halacha karabim. We know what you say, but the chacham argue on you. So should we argue on you because halacha rabim halacha karabim? We should follow the rabim, even against our father? Right? O dilma, no. Rabbanan kavasech svirlu. Or really the Rabbanan at root agree to you. V'hai dekamri ad chatzos, ki lahar chagadim an aveira. And the only reason they say lachadchila to do it before Chatzos is to distance someone from sin, from going to sleep and eating and forgetting the whole thing. But really, they agree with you, they can say it the whole night. Amalu, and he answers them, Rabbana Kavasi Svirlu, the Chayavin Atem. Really, everybody agrees with me. There aren't three Shitas in the Mishnah, there are only two Shitas in the Mishnah. And the Rabbanan agree to all night. That is what he answered them. Based on this, says the Rashba right here, the fact that the Rabbanan, Rabbi Gamliel, answered that Chacham really hold like me, says the Rashba, halacha lamaisa. When is the Zman for Kriya Shema? Says the Rashba, lechatchila. What the Zman for Kriya Shema is all night. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel says, the Chacham really just like me, says the Rashba. Omer Lahon, Nira Li, Mikan, Dahad, Da Oril Rabbi Gamliel, Afila Rabbanan Modaba, to lo pligi el bilachatchila, she'ilu nechliku alav, Baham Mikal Makom, Inu Loadi Kiyichida, Vekivan de Ifsika Halacha Krabbi Gamliel, Alma Afilu Lechatchila, Yachol Lehis Akev Milikar, Sacha Smuchal Alus Ashachar. Let's see, in the middle of learning, let's see, you're giving a shiur, osik b'mitzvah, you're allowed to delay even after chatzos. That's the Rashi Shita. We mentioned that the first day, that there, the second day, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin this way. Shulchan Aruch paskins the three levels. L'chadchila, one should do it before chatzos. B'di'evet after chatzos. So the Bir Halacha there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Halacha there, the Rashba and other Rishonim that say, no, even l'chadchila up until the whole night. But the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that l'chadchila, one should do it before chatzos. That's again in Siman Reish Lamed Hey, which we quoted earlier. Good. Against the Rashba right here. Continues the Gemara. So what did Gamliel answer his children? They came back and they say, no, you have the whole night. And not only here do the Chachamim say until Chatzos, today laharchik, but by other mitzvahs as well. Rabbi Gamliel, mika'amar ar Chatzos, diktani v'lo zu b'lvad. Rabbi Gamliel didn't say kriyishmas until Chatzos. What did Rabbi Gamliel, if you look back at the Lashon, Rabbi Gamliel says that if it's not a Amar Shachar yet, you have to say Kriya Shema. And not only this do they say until Chatzos. What do you mean? He didn't say anything about Chatzos yet. V'lo Zubovat sounds like he's adding on to something he said already. But he didn't say anything about Chatzos. So the Gemara says you got to add in a couple of words. Amru hachika amru Rabbi Gamliel lebaneha. This is what he said to his children. Afilu l'rabbanan tekamri ad Chatzos mitzvasa she'al Amar Shachar. Even according to the Rabbanan, that say ad Chatzos, the mitzvah is until Amar Shachar, v'hai tekamri ad Chatzos ke'lachakad min ha'veira. So he added that in. He related to the Chacham Shita explicitly in his answer. Good. Hector Chalam Vavarim, the Mishnah said that what is until Chatz Me'ikar Hadin all night? Me'ikar Hadin all night is Hector Chalam Vavarim, well, Kriya Shema, Hector Chalam Vavarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs overnight, which we'll have later on, is Keneged Ma'ariv, and Kolon Echol and Liom Echad, and all Kachay Kachim that are eaten for one day and one night, Chatas and Asham, Kifsei Atzeres, that is day and night. What is left out of the Mishnah? The Gemara is medayik. Ve'ilu achilas psachim loktani. Eating Karban Pesach is not in the Mishnah. It does not say in the Mishnah that this is also on the list of items that you could eat the whole night. Remember, the shechting of the Karban Pesach is Erev Pesach. But the eating of the Karban Pesach is Pesach night. It's have to say there. So it doesn't say in the Mishnah that you can do that the whole night. So, v'raminhi, but the Brisa says, kriyashma arvis. V'halel b'leili psachim. Halel lo Pesach. Is that referring to at the Seder? Is that referring to in Shul? Is it referring to Hallel during the Karban? Hallel, believe, no, that's Ben Shechita's Karban. Pasha is referring to Hallel in at the Seder. V'achilas Pesach, mitzvasan ashiyala marashachar. It's a mitzvah the whole night. Remember, it's the whole night. So you see, Pesach is the whole night. Our Mishnah does not have it. Why does the Brisa have it? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Lokasha, Hora Blazer Ben Azariah, Hora Rabbi Akiva, Machlokas Tanoim. When is Karban Pesach until? When can I eat the Karban Pesach until? Titania, the Brisa says. V'yachlo as a baser. It's on the last daf in Psachim as well. V'yachlo as a baser b'layla zeh. They shall eat the baser that night. Talking about Karban Pesach, Shmos Yud Beis. V'vodim Nazariah Omer. What does it mean that night? Nemer kan b'layla hazeh. V'nemer lahalon. V'yavarti b'eret Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. By Makas Bechoros. Gzir Shavazeh. Malahalon. Ad Chatzos. Afkan Ad Chatzos. Is Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos. Omar le Rabbi Akiva, v'halo kvar ne'amar b'chipazon. But it says, yet b'chipazon, ad shas chipazon, until the moment that they were rushed out. That's the morning. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, till Chatzos, Rabbi Akiva says, you have the whole night. Imkein matam alomar balayla. So what does it mean, balayla, according to Rabbi Akiva? If you could eat it, what's the emphasis? Yocho yehenech al kikachim bayom. You might think that it could be eaten like kachim. All kachim could be eaten by day also. Let's say karchi kachim, day and night. So you might have thought that Karan Pesach is also like that. That's why tamalomar balayla. Balayla hu necha v'lo bayom. You can't eat the Karan Pesach before nighttime. Kachecht it and get ready, but you can't eat it before nighttime. That's the balayla according to Rabbi Akiva. Bishl molar balazim anazariah dislike zeirah shava. Itzrach limit of lehazeh. You know why it says hazeh in both places? Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's for the Gzeira Shava. Elo Rabbi Akiva, hi Hazeh my Avilei. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says this all night, what does he do with Hazeh? Limute Laila Acher Hu Da'asa. This night, and not the following night. Why would I have thought you could eat the Karan Pesach on the second night of Pesach? Salkadai Dechamina, interesting Havamina. Ho Elo Pesach Kachem Kalim. Vishlamim Kachem Kalim. Pesach is an example of Kachem Kalim, just like Shlamim. Ma Shlamim Ne'echal L'Shneyam of Laila Echad. Shlamim can be eaten for day, night, day. If I bring a Shlamim on a Tuesday, I could eat it until Wednesday, Shkia. So just like Shlamim could be eaten for day, night, day, Pesach Ne'echal Shtei Leilas B'Makom Beis Yamim. So maybe Pesach is night, day, night. Right? The two nights take the place of the 2 days. So just like a Shlamim is day, night, day, maybe Pesach is night, day, night. Kamash malon balayla hazeh. Balayla hazeh hu necha, v'inu necha balayla acher. That's why you can't eat it any other night. That's the hazeh. There is a machlokas we've shown him here. Rashi says, don't take this line so seriously. Of the havamina being, you could eat it for night, day, night. Could you eat the Karan Pesach in the in-between day? Is that what the Gemara really means? Just like Shlamim can be eaten for day, night, day, throughout, so to Pesach the Havamina is for night, day, night, throughout. Rashi says, no, it doesn't really mean that. It means for night and the following night, but not the day in the middle. Day in the middle will be limbo, according to Rashi. Rashi says, Lo sheyochlenu bayom, el sheyishow zman shalei yipasol b'achila b'shil hamtanas yom. It'll be a limbo period. It won't become nifsal balina, but you won't be able to eat it. That's Rashi. If you look in the Rashbam, other Rishonim, and Pesachim, they say no. The Havamina is literally night, day, night. But Rashi can't fathom that a Karan Pesach would be eaten by day. And therefore, he just says that would be a limbo period. Each sheet is mechudash in their own way. The fact that you have a limbo period is a chiddush. The fact that you could eat Pesach by yom is a chiddush. So either way, it's a chiddush. But that is machlokas about the Havamina. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know that you won't say that about night, day, night? Milo sasiru, I boke nafka, don't leave it over till the morning. So he knows, don't leave it over till the morning. Rabbi Akiva, imei hasam, if I had that, havamina my boker, boker sheni. Boker might mean the second morning, not the first morning. That's why I still need my hazeh. For Rabbi Elazar, amalacha, ko boker, boker rishon, who? No, boker means the first morning, not the second morning. Period. Stop there for a minute. Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Akiva, Elazar ben Azariah. Says the Rosh, it is a sveka d'dina. Sveka d'dina, we don't know. Shulchan Aruch is not going to talk about Karban Pesach, because it's not Lamaisa. But the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about Afikomen. Is going to talk about Achilas Matzah. So we Paskin, the Rosh says right here, it is a Sveika Dedina. And therefore we have to be Machmir on both ends. Machmir on both ends. Meikra Din, we have to be Machmir like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says only until Chatzos. Says the Rosh. Umishim de Misafkalon. Keman Hilchasa, Tzorach Lahachmir Lecho Matzah Shal Afikomen. Kodem Chatzos. Right, just like the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, not only does it apply to Karan Pesach, it also applies to Achilas Matzah. And that's why we're Machmir to eat the Afikomen before Chatzos. If somebody missed Chatzos, we're Machmir that maybe the Mitzvah still exists. And that's why you still have to eat the Matzah. We don't say, oh, Elazar ben Azariah is right, I missed it. No, we're Machmir on both sides. But that's why, Halach Lamaisa, we're Machmir to eat the Afikomen before Chatzos. And the Shulchan Aruch described, what about the Rama said, maybe even Hallel. Either way, there is this famous Tanai of the Avnei Nezer, which all the Achronim discuss. The Avnei Nezer says, what happens in a case, let's say somebody gets a Hatzalah call towards the beginning of the Seder, and then he gets back 10 minutes before Chatzos. So what does he do? He didn't do all the mitzvahs. He didn't do all the mitzvahs yet. And we know that there is a halacha that you have to have Tam Matzah Befiv when you go to sleep. So the Abi Nezer is Mechadesh, that the halacha of Tam Matzah Befiv is only until the end of the Zman HaMitzvah. And therefore, said the Abi Nezer, this is what we should do, we should make a Tanai. Person should make a Tanai. Meaning, right 5 minutes before Chatzos, they should say, if the halacha is like a Belazim and Azariah, then this is my Matzah's Mitzvah. This is my Afikomen. And if the halacha not like a Muslim, it's like Rabbi Kiva, this is Tam eating. And then he eats the kazayis of matzah, and then he waits until chatzos. And then after that, he continues whatever he does. And then at the end of the night, he eats another kazayis, and says, if this is the halacha like Rabbi Kiva, this is my kazayis. That's the Avnei Nezer in Simon Shin Pei Aleph. And all the Achronim discuss that Avnei Nezer, both in the Haggadahs and right here, is that correct? That's a huge assumption. You might say the din of Tam Matzah B'Fiv applies period, no matter what, even after the Zman HaMitzvah, according to Abba Zman Azariah. But that is a big discussion of the Avnei Nezer. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi, these Tanoim, the previous Tanoim of Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, who, again, Seika de Dina, so we don't know, I just wanted to mention one story. In the biography of the Magid, Rav Shalom Shradron, so he writes there a story that one time he happened to be in a certain, I think Pesach Kron writes this, right? That he happened to be in a certain house, he was with the Magid for the Pesach Seder. So for the Seder, and he was there, and he was sitting, and all, it was getting close to the Chatzos, and they were schmoozing, and they were doing Magid and Sipur, and they were talking, and he's like looking at his watch, he's like, why doesn't the Magid say anything? What's going on? It's almost the Chatzos of the Chatzos. And Chatzos, you say, anyway, the Magid didn't say anything, so he's not going to say anything, he doesn't say a word. So Chatzos comes and goes, and they continues, and then he didn't say a word. He asked him after the Seder, I don't understand. Chatzos, he says, it's a Sveika Tadina. Whether it should be Machmir for Chatzot. It's a Sveika Tadina. So we're Machmir. But it's a Chumrah. Because really it's a Sveika Tadina. The din of Mavaish Ben Chaveru Barabim. The din of Ben Adam LaChaveru. That's a din. That's not a Chumrah. And this woman prepared everything, this whole meal. And if I say, let's just skip to the Afikomen. Let's just do the matzah and forget the meal. Says that's a violation maker Hadin. So he says, I gave up. I was mevater on the chumrah this year of doing it by chatzos in order to be machmir on the dinim of mevayish pnei chaver barabim. Something that we could all learn from. Okay, v'hani tanoi k'hani tanoi. The previous tanam have the same machlokas. The following tanam, the Tanya, the Brisa says, the Medrash. Shom tizlach as a pesach ba'arev kivo hashemesh moed seischami mitzrayim. There are three phrases here about Pesach. Erev, Kivo Hashemesh, and Moed Seischa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ba'erev Atazoveach, Ba'erev you, right, towards the evening, you shech the Karan Pesach, Ukivo Hashemesh, Ata Ochel, and Kivo Hashemesh, after the sun sets, you eat it, Umoed Seischa Mimitzrayim Atazoreif, and then, the time that you went out in the morning, you burn it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ba'erev Atazoveach, same thing, Kivo Hashemesh, Ata Ochel, the admosai ata ochel v'holech, and when can you eat it all the way until ad moed seischa mimitzrayim? Meaning you have the whole night to eat it like Rabbi Akiva. And the first opinion was like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we say that's the machlokas. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is also the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Abba, hakol modim kishenigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim lo nigalu ela ba'erev. Everybody agrees that when they were redeemed, the geula was at night. Remember, we had this earlier. We had this about Shurba Yachad the Machlokas about whether you need smichas geula tefillah at night. So Gemara said on Daf Dalid that because it started at night. So he says lo nigal ba'al be'erev shenemar hotiach Hashem Yisrael elok Hashem elokach Yisrael loyla ukishe yatzu lo yatzu ela bayom. But the actual going out was only by day. Shenemar mimacharas haPesach yatzu b'nei Yisrael biyad Rama. So everybody agrees that it was some geula at night and they went out in the morning. Lo amal nechloku al shas chipazon. The machlokas is that you have to eat the Karan Pesach at Shas Chipazon. Who's Chipazon? Who is rushing? Rav Elazar ben Azariah saw my Chipazon, Chipazon the Mitzrayim. The Egyptians were rushing us at night. So that's why you can only eat it up until the night. Rabbi Akiva saw my Chipazon, Chipazon the Yisrael. We rushed out in the morning, and that's what you have until the morning. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hotziacha Hashem Alakecha Mimitzrayim Laila, V'chiba Laila Yatsu, V'halo Lo Yatsu, Ela Bayom. Shnemari Machras HaPesach, Yatsu B'nei Yisrael B'yad Rama. What do you mean night? They went out by day. Ela Malamed, Shishchi Lo Lohem Gula, Mi Ba'erev. it started at night. 2 points. One is a beautiful ha'ara, I think, on Rashi. Third to last Rashi. What does it mean, me erev nigalu? At night was the ge'ula. Rashi says, nitznu lohem reshus latzeis. They got reshus to go out. That's the ge'ula. When they have reshus, they wouldn't have to go out yet. Just the reshus to go out, that's already the ge'ula. So he mentioned in a Haggadah shiur about, I don't know, 5 years ago, whenever it was, a beautiful thought from Rabbi Ginnak, from the Gan Shoshanim in his Haggadah, where he says on Halach Ma'anya, the end of Halach Ma'anya, we say, Hashata Hachal, Shana Babar Di Yisrael, Hashata Abdi Yisrael Babar Nechard. What are we doing? What are we saying? Well, what does that have to do with Halach Ma'anya? We're Halach Ma'anya, we're Maslo B'Gnus, right? We're starting with the Shibud. Why are we talking about that? So Rabbi Ginnak says, imagine you have somebody who was in jail for 30 years. He's in jail for 30 years. And then he finds out that the next day he's going free. He finds out that he's going free. All of a sudden you see the guy, all of a sudden he has a jump in his step, he's walking around, he's still in jail, but he's free. He's a free person, even though he's still in jail. Then you have the opposite person, right? Somebody who's a free person, and they tell him, tomorrow you're being locked up. He's still at home. He's already in jail. He's walking around, he's already in jail. You see it in his demeanor. Says Rabbi Ginnak, he says, our mentality determines whether we're B'nai Chorin or whether we're Meshubadim. This night of Pesach, we are B'nai Chorin. A Ben Chorin? We're still in Golus. Hashata Avdi, L'shalan Abba B'nai Chorin, L'shalan Abba B'nai Chorin. But we know tomorrow we're going to be Nigal. And that's why right now we're Geulim, we're B'nai Chorin. That's exactly Rashi. Rashi right here. What do you mean, Me'erev Nigalu? Nitzulem Rishus Laseis, that's already the Geula. It's exactly what he says on the Haggadah. Okay, there's another point I've mentioned a few times, but again, well, I'll see if there's time at the end. Remember the Brisa quoted at the beginning of Maseches Smachos, which also discusses the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it started at night, but it didn't go till the morning, and that's Makas Bechoros, the Brisa says, that Hashem didn't kill them, he smote them, but they didn't die, they were ghosts of him until the morning, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal was a Batami himself. Okay, but right now we'll continue. Dabrna, third to last line. Dabrna Baznei Ha'am. Once we're talking about the Geula, so this is another stage. Hashem tells Moshe, tell the people to go take spoils. Dabrna Baznei Ha'am. V'chulu, Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai. Ei na el lashon bakasha. No means bakasha, please. Amri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Bevakasha mimcha. Leich v'amor lahem liYisrael. Bevakasha mikem. Sha'alu mimisraim klei chesed v'klei zav. Please do me a favor. Please ask them to go ask the Mitzrayim to give them spoils and to give them tzedel aderech. Why? Shelo yomar, oso tzadik. So Avram Avinu does not say, va'avadim ve'inu osam kiyim bohem, that I kept the first half of my promise, that they were going to be subjugated, v'yachrechen yitzu b'rechush gadol kiyim bohem, and I didn't keep the second half of my promise. They're going to yitzu b'rechush gadol. So he says, Moshe, please do it. Please go and tell them. Amru lo. So they say, they said to him, what? Forget the money. Just let us out. We don't care. Mashallah Adam, like a person who's in jail. Somebody, tomorrow you're getting out of jail and you're going to give you a lot of riches. Varbalam, he says, forget the riches, just get me out. But they can't focus on anything else. Just take me out today. I'm not going to ask anything. Just get me out. That's all I'm focusing on. Okay, two ha'aris, going backwards. First is famous question that's asked by many. And that is, what did Hashem say? You know what? Make sure that they take riches because Avraham Avinu is going to call me a liar. What? And if Avraham Avinu wouldn't call him a liar, then Hashem does not have to keep his word. It's only because Avraham Avinu might call him a liar, that's why Hashem has to make sure to keep his word. But otherwise not. It's a very, very difficult, and again, this is a huge discussion of the Mefarshim. Some say that, Yeshabir, the Vilna Gaon says, the Bamath is Kaim Yisrael. Really, they had Rechush Gadol later on, right, by the Bizas Hayam. They had Rechush Gadol, but he was just worried about, the interim period. Maybe after Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the next week, before Kriyas Yamsuf, maybe Avraham Avinu is going to get upset. One answer. Other answers given in all the Haggadahs, they talk about the answer. Some say maybe it was really because it was this led to the Egel, so Hashem didn't want to command them to take it. Okay, either way, that is number one. The question, though, is important. Feel free to look at more answers of why Hashem had to keep his word. The other point is a very important makar. The Gemara says, Na, daber na baznei ha'am, ein na el lashon bakasha. There's the Mizrahi on that pasuk. Right, the Rebbeim Mizrahi, the Re'im. A lot of times the Sif Sakham quotes the Re'im. Separate sefer on, if you ever have Otsam of Farshe Rashi, there are 500 commentaries on Rashi, a la Torah. But in the Otsam of Farshe Rashi, the big five, the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, the Lavush, right, the three or four of them that are in the Otsam of Farshe Rashi, so one of them is the Mizrahi. So on that pasuk, Mizrahi says, what, Ein na el lashon bakasha, that does not mean, you all know that phrase, that does not mean that every time it says the word na in the Torah, it means please. Right? There are times that na does not mean please. For example, al tochlu mimenu na. Right? Don't eat the Karan Pesach raw. Right? Raw. Some type of raw. Right? Not fully done. So there doesn't mean please. So says the Mizrahi, this line just means it can't mean anything else here except for please. Ein na el hashem akasha, and he says you have that elsewhere. The Gemara later on, we're going to have a daf chavav. Avram is besakin shachris. Vayashkim Avram aboker asher elamakam sher amad sham. Ve'ein amida el tefila. Amida always means to stand. What every time it says amida in the Torah, it means to stand. No, it means here. It only means to stand. Yisal mei mincha. Vayitzis yisal asuach basada. Ve'ein sich el tefila. Right, all of these. Ein pegi el tefila. V'chein b'kama v'komos b'talmud v'kulam yiminechai. That's a very important Yisodas Dika Mizrahi. Again, Shmos Perakid Aleph Pasuk Beis on this pasuk of Dabar Ma'abaznei Ha'am in Alasha Makasha. He says that just means here. It only means Bakasha, but it doesn't mean that always it has to mean Bakasha, and that applies to elsewhere as well. Good. Vayash ilum. Continuing the Gemara, seventh line. Vayash ilum. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Ami Malamei Chehish ilum Balkarcha. The Egyptians were forced to give the property and their possessions to the Jews. Ikadami Balkarcham the Mitzrayim, the Pashtus, and some say it's the Balkarcham the Mitzrayim were forced. Ikadami Balkarcham the Israel, and some say no, the Jews were forced to take it. Mandami Balkarcham the Mitzrayim, Dechsev, Unvas Bais Techalek Shalal. The Pasuk says, Techalek Shalal, Shalal, the Pnei Yeshua says, is always Mashma, spoils. Spoils is always against one's will. Wouldn't it be called spoils? It would be called a present, otherwise. Why would the Jews have to be forced to take it? Because it's a schlep. I want some stuff, but to take so much, it would be a schlep to take it in the desert. Period. Two other suggestions by the Mefarshim why the Jews would not have wanted to take it. Number one is the Svarno. The Svarno says they were nervous that if they took it, that would be a reason for them to chase after them. So the Svarno says maybe that's why they didn't want to take it. Right, they wouldn't necessarily. Hashem said, no, take it anyway. That's why they had to be forced to take it, number one. Number two is something that we mentioned in Parsha Shir this year, all the way back in this Parsha. In Sefer Shmos, we mentioned an unbelievable thought of the Aznayim LaTorah, where Rav Sorotzkin says, sometimes you don't understand Chazals until thousands of years later. He says, and this is one of them. I didn't, he said, understand this Chazal that they were forced until the 1940s and the 1950s. Why? German reparations. Major machlokes among ethicists, among survivors. Do you want to take anything? Some survivors say, yes, they deserve to lose everything. As much money as we can, that's my stuff. So some survivors said, yes, give us, the Germans should give up as much as they can. And others said, that's blood money. I don't want to touch that. What, they think that they're going to have a kapara? They're going to give the money? Oh, Yotze Zayin. And I don't want to touch that. So there's different, both understandable. Both svaras understandable. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, that's what must have happened in Mitzrayim. You know, they subjugated them for 210 years. So some of them said, yeah, let's get some stuff. Others said, I'm not taking anything from these Rishayim. They threw my kids into the river. I'm going to take some stuff and they're going to, forget it. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, says, Balkarcham to Bnei Yisrael. Because they had it before, someone didn't want to touch it. Exactly the same issue that came up. Unbelievable. Okay. Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. What does it mean? Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. Nitzul means to empty out. Amar Rabbi Ami, Malamei sha'asu kimitzuda she'en badagan. They made it like a net without any wheat. What does that mean? Rashi explains that in order to catch birds, you put some wheat into the bottom of the net to catch them. So if there's no wheat there, then birds aren't going to come there. So it's like an empty net. An empty net. Empty trap. Number one, Reish Lakish Amar Asu Kimitsula Shein Badagim. Maybe it's like the very depths of the sea. Fish are more towards the top of the sea. All the way deep, deep down, there aren't so many fish. So that's what it was like. In the depths, there was no Dagim. Let me first talk about what he need two Mishalim for. Lamaisa, we emptied out Mitzrayim. Ask the Tzlach, ask the Noda Bihuda. So where did Bisas Hayam come from? If we emptied out Mitzrayim, so then where did they get so much stuff at the Bisas Hayam that we collected in Parshas Bishalach? So the Tzlach says it must be they only emptied out the metropolis where they were. In the areas where they were. But in all the countries, all the suburbs of Mitzrayim, those were not emptied out. It was only the metropolis that was emptied out. Period. Ekeh, Asher, Ekeh. Hashem tells Moshe, that's my name. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Lechem or Lehem Yisrael. Ani hayisi imachem b'shibud zev, ani hayei imachem b'shibud malchiyas. I was with them in this shibud. I'm going to be with them in every galus in their history. Amar Lefanav. Hashem says, Hashem, what are you talking about? You're promising that you're going to be with them in the next galus. They think they need to hear that now. Rabbona shel olam, dailas rabashaita. Just focus on this. Amar Lekadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. Lechem arlochem, ekeh shlachani alechem. Okay, just say ekeh. Don't say ekeh asher ekeh, which is alluding to future galus. Right? What was Kadosh Baruch Hu thinking? Good question, but we just know the message. Is ekeh asher ekeh? I read it as ekeh, not Aleph pronouncing it otherwise. Is that Hashem Hashem? So there is an important discussion in Yerodeya. In Hilchas Safras, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Reish Ayin Vav, the halacha is that before a sofer writes Shem Hashem, so he has to say, I'm writing this lichtov l'shem Hashem. Avo b'shamar b'tchilas ha-sefer shekosvo l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, even though a sofer says l'shem ksiva sefer Torah, b'chol pam shekosev shem me'ashemos she'edem nimchakim, tzarech lomar shekosev l'shem kedusha Hashem. V'im lo asa kein, pasol. You have to say l'shem Hashem before every Shem Hashem. Kishakosev Hashem afilu melech Yisrael shor b'shlomo. If you're writing Shem Hashem, even if the king of Israel asks you, hey, how you doing? You can't be mafsik. You have to write Shem Hashem. Interesting, kishatovel akomis. When you dip the quill in, you're not, the first word that you write when you, after you dip the quill cannot be Shem Hashem because it might smudge. You have to write something else. You have to leave the previous letter not written yet. And then write the previous letter, and then write Shem Hashem. Kshetov HaKolmas Lichtov Hashem Lo Yaskel Miyad Hashem Lichtov Shem Yelav Ribu Dio V'lo Yetzi Yaksa B'yosh Miyushar Eli Yechavin Loniach Os Achas Milichtov Kodem Hashem V'bosos Yaskel Lichtov V'chulu. And he continues. And then he says, what's called Shem Hashem? Right, this is our question. What's called Shem Hashem? And Atzorach Sheyeh Kol Os Yos Hashem B'toch Hadaf Aser Limchok Afilo Os Achas Mishev Hashem Hashem Nimchakim. And you're not allowed to erase Shem Hashem. What's Shem Hashem? The seven Shem Hashem Nimchakim. V'lo Me'os Yos Hanit Falos. You can't even erase their suffixes. The Maran Shvuas. There's a difference between suffixes like Elokechem and prefix La Hashem. It's the differences between suffix and prefix. But the Gemara says, what are the Sheva Shemos? Here we go. Shem Havaya, Yud Kevav Kei. Shem Adonis, Alav Dal Nun Yud. Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, Tzvakos. V'yesh Garsim Gam Kein, Eka Asher Eka. So it's two deus in the Shulchan Aruch, whether that has the status of Shem Hashem. That's right here. Eka Asher Eka. There's more, but we continue. Aneini Hashem Aneini. We had this Gemara already. This is the first time in Shas that we have another Gemara that we already had. Right? We had this back earlier on Daf Vav, and now we have it on Daf Tes. Aneni Hashem, Aneni Amar Bevo. Lama Amar Elio, Aneni Beis Pa'amim. Why did Elio say it twice? Melamesh Amar Elio, Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elio, at the Har HaKarmel, says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Aneni Jederet Eish Min HaShemayim, V'tocho Kol Asher Ala Mizbeach. Please let a fire come down from heaven and eat everything on my Mizbeach. And aneni, that they shouldn't say this is a maisak shafim. Right, that's the end of that pasuk, that you cause them, their heart, to go away. But again, we said the Musar Vart, that if fire could come down from heaven, and still people wouldn't believe. Right, it just shows that if somebody doesn't want to believe, so then they won't. Then they won't be able to. Okay. Look at the Maariv Chayis here. He talks about in terms of hardening one's heart, right? And Bechira Chavshis, that big issue. So he talks here, right here. He quotes the Rambam, Mishmona Prakim, the Chulu. Says the Mishnah. May I say second Mishnah in Shas? May I say Karnish Rabba Ar Shachris? What's the time for Kriyas Hashal Shachris? Misha Yakim and Tchilas Alavan. The earliest time is when you can tell the difference between blue or green and white. Tchilas and Lavan. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no, in later time, in Tchilas Lakarsi, which are similar colors, and they have to tell the difference between them. Those are the two early starting times. Vigomra, or Ad HaNetzachama. And the next, until Nates, until sunrise. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shos. Yeah, till 3 hours. Shekin Derech Malachim Lamod B'Shalosh Shos. Because it's the way of kings to get up in 3 hours. Remember this issue we had twice already before, also. David HaMelech says that until everybody else is sleeping until the third hour, the kings, and I'm being osik b'shir b'shvilya, 3 hours. Also, we had earlier on Daf Ches, where the Gemara says, when does Hashem get angry? In the third hour, at the moment that the kings take off their crown, put on their crowns, and bow down to the sun. Right? So we had three times already. This is the third time for the 3 hours. Hakori mikan ve'elech lo hifsid. If somebody reads from here on, then afterwards, after the third hour, he doesn't lose Kadam HaKarabah Torah. It's like you're saying a portion of Torah, but you don't get the schar for saying Kriya Shema Bizmana. I saw in the Chashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein discusses, what happens if you miss Kriya Shema and you have a private jet? Do you have a chiyuv to go west to try to get back to the earlier before Zman Kriya Shema? Do you have a chiyuv for that or not? So that's what he talks about. Okay, my bet chelat alavon. So what does it mean? The time between blue and white. Ilem ha ben gvava de imra chivra. Look gvava de imra tchelta. Doesn't mean between a bunch of white wool and a bunch of blue wool. Habalel yanami mediadi. But that's very easily discernible. El ben chelat shabal alavon shabal means one bunch. And within the one bunch, to tell the difference between the two. Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Omer, a different time, or the same time expressed differently. Misha Yaakov ben Zeva Kelev. When you can tell the difference, again, this is also all talking about where there's no artificial light. Where there's all natural light, you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Akiva Omer ben Chamor La'arod, which is a later time, between two types of donkeys. A donkey and a wild donkey. V'acherim Omrim, Misha Yireh, Es Chaveiro Rachel, Dalat Amos V'akirenu. When you can see your Chaver from Dalat Amos away and recognize him. This means, a good translation would be an acquaintance. Not a good friend, because a good friend you could tell from far away. And not a stranger, because a stranger you can't tell even from close up. So an acquaintance. Somebody you know, but not somebody you know so well, from Dalat Amos away. Amar Rav Huna, halacha ka'achirim. Halacha is like achirim. Amar Abaya, letfilin ka'achirim, lekriyashma kevasikin. For tefillin, we pass him like achirim. What does that mean? This is the source. All mitzvah shel yom start at Amud HaShachar, except we mentioned tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin and tzitzis start at Misha Yakir. Why? Rabbeinu Yonah says right here. We refer to it already. Because tefillin, it says, we had before, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yaro Yimekot. There's a re'iyah component of tefillin, and also re'isim also by tzitzis. So that is why Misha Yakir is what determines for tefillin and tzitzis. L'kriyashma kivasikin. For kriyashma, the optimum time is vasikin. What does that mean? Vasikin means the pious ones. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan. Vasikin, Rashi says, those who love mitzvos, mechabevin mitzvos. Vasikin are yigomrin osa ima neitzachama. Vasikin say kriyashma, finish it with neitzachama. What does that mean? So that's a major machlokas. Is the optimum time for kriyashma before neitzachama? Right after neitzachama? That's Rabbi Notam says that in Meseches Yuma. But the minhag of vasikin is to say kriyashma and finish say Gal Yisrael right before sunrise, but that is the Gemara. Rav Yashav writes here in his Sefer, he says, why many people are not makbid for Vasikin Mizban Azeh? He says, because it's great, but he says, we don't know exactly when Vasikin is. Is it sun, Netzah Nireh, Netzah, all different types of how many degrees above. So he said that's why it could be that. Why the minhag olam? He could daven early. Rav Yashav daven at 6:10 every day. Right? I think that was his minion. But he says why many are, at least recently, but earlier he davened Vasikin. But he says maybe people might not be so as makbid about it because we don't know exactly when Vasikin is. Continue. Tani Ami Hachi. But Vasikin is unbelievable and amazing. If somebody could daven Vasikin, it's an unbelievable schus. Unbelievable schus. Right? Dr. Abraham is fond of saying that he has three zchuyot. Zchut avot, nolad v'yushalayim, and he davens Vasikin every day. Right, so vasikin is something special. Tanya Amihachi vasikin yigomer nasa emanetzachama kedei sheyisva gula tefila. We should finish it with Nate, so we can have smichas gula tefila right then. V'nimsa mispala bayom, and it comes out that he's davening by yom. Amar Abzira Maikra, what's the pasuk? Yiruchem Shemesh with the sun. You should see God and talk to Hashem with the sun. For lefnei yareach dar darim, lefnei yareach dar darim, and in front of the moon dar darim. So this is something that we'll get to later on. With the sun, does that mean there's a kiyum to daven mincha as late as possible too? with the sun as the sun goes down. Mincha Gdola versus Mincha Katana. That's a sugya later on. We'll have machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yaakov Mishem Kidu Kadosh Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. Chol Asamik Gulu Tefila Inu Nizak Alayim Kulo. If somebody does speak on Gulu Tefila, he doesn't get damaged. He's not Nizak the whole day. Amar Reb Zera. Tosfos says, what? That's pretty easy. What if somebody speaks on Gulu Tefila? Tosfos says, no, if you do it with Vasikin. Speaking of Gulu Tefila with Vasikin, you're not Nizak the whole day. Amar Reb Zera, ain't he really? What do you mean? I had a tough day and I did it. Amar Leib, my Isakis. The Amtis, he says, tell me, what happened? What did you do? Why were you Nizok? The Amtis Asala Bimalka, you had to bring a present to the king? Hazanami, mi boiler the May of Agra, Lumetsi Apimalka. That's not a bad thing that you had to do that. You should have paid for it to go see the king. Tam Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara Rabbi Yochanan says it's three times in this Masechta. La'olam yishad ha'olam ha'rus v'lo l'kras malachi Yisrael. Your person should run to see a Jewish king. V'lo l'kras malachi Yisrael. B'vad el afi l'kras malachi Akam. Even a non-Jewish king. Why? Shem Yizkeh. Because he will be zoche in the future, in the next world, to see real kavod. Yavchin b'malachi Yisrael malachi Akam. Go see what kind of kavod they give to a ruler now, and then you'll see in La'asilavo what a real ruler means. Amalei Rabbi Lola Ula Ki Ailus Lahasam Shalbe Shlomo De Rabbi Bruna Achi. One more story. Rabbi Lola says to Ula, when you go there, see how my brother Rabbi Bruna is doing. B'ma'amor Kala Chabura in front of everybody. Adam Gadol Hu V'Samach B'Mitzvus. He's an Adam Gadol and he's always happy when he does mitzvus. That's a great appellation. He's a Samach B'Mitzvus man. Zim Nachada Samach Gula Tefila. One time he did Smichas Gula Tefila. V'lo Pazach Chucha Mipume Kula Yoma. He couldn't stop smiling all day. When he did speak his gold feel of by Vasikin, he couldn't stop smiling all day. Hey Chimatzi Samach, but how could we, and then we just have the Gemara again, that we had later on, let's just run through this, because we have this already. Hey Chimatzi Samach, Baram Yochan, Mitzkil Amar, Hu Amar Hashem Svasai Titach, Lefasaf, Hu Amar Yilu Asa Nimrei Fi, Vechulu. What about Hashem Svasai? Amar Blazer, Tevi Tfila Shal Arvis. Answer one, it's Tfila Shal Arvis, where you don't need speak his gold feel. Vamar Rabbi Yochan, Ezeb Ben Alam Abash, Asamach Gulu, Tfila Shal Arvis, El Amar Blazer, Tevi Tfila Smincha. Another answer. Ravashi Amar Filo Tema Kulu. Vekiva Tekavu Rabbana Betila Kibitvila Ketvila Richla Damya. Filo Tema Hachi Ares Echimazi Samach Babalim Yamash Kivenu. El Kiva Tekin Rabbana Ashkivenu. Kigula Richla Damya. Hachanami Kiva Tekavu Rabbana Betvila Ketvila Richla Damya. Period. We have this already. I'll just end with a story that Rav Nevenzal writes in his biography on Rav Shlomo Zalman at the end of his Sefer on Sichos Yom Kippurim. He writes that one time, when he was younger, he was fooling around a little bit. So I don't know exactly what it means that Rav Nevenzal was fooling around. I can't really imagine that. But whatever, for him, he was fooling around. Rav Shlomo Zalman went over to him and wanted to give him Musar, so to be a little more serious. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says to him, "What, you were so megulah tefillah b'vasikin today? Is that why you're so happy?" And that was all he said. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman gave Musar, right? He like this Gemara, Samach B'Mitzvus. That's how he gave Musar. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with, again, Daf Yud is unbelievable. You have it from the last cycle. But Daf Yud, the story of Yishayo and Chizkiyo, but we'll pick up with Daf Yud Aleph.